All right, so next up we've got Jim Tyrell.
There's only two things keeping me from writing the next great American novel, he said. One is what to say, and the other's how to say it. By the time I get it figured out, I'll probably be dead. I've had this idea kicking round for ages, and now it's like a rat crawling round in my head. If I don't get it out pretty soon, it's gonna kill me, but I'm gonna live forever if it ever gets read. Read all about it, they're all gonna shout it. Welcome to the Wonderland, waiting on the page. If I can figure out what to say and how to say it, maybe I can find a way out of this paper white cage.
I really like his take on the title. You know, it's about a frustrated writer who has this great idea that he just can't get out of his head, and he can't figure out how to express it, and he tries and he tries. I really like how he weaves the title through the first verse of the chorus, and then it's done in a really natural way. And sometimes forcing the title into your song can feel ham-fisted if you're not, like, thoughtful about how you do it. I think it was used both well in the chorus and in the first verse. And besides the lyrics, I really like how clean and clear everything sounds. Like the piano, the vocals, but especially the bass. It sounds really good in the transition between the verse and the chorus. And it's just in contrast with what happened with the Glash, and maybe that's why I picked up on it. But the bass tone is just, I'm really digging it in this song. The lead vocal melody is also good and singable. And this is really well done. And I wasn't thinking that I would like it as much as I did, but I think this is among my favorites this week.
Ryan, why don't you go ahead? Because I have a lot to say about this song. So
I think it's a fun song that tells a fun story. I got to sort of disagree about the bass. I thought that both the bass and the choir vocal sound super duper fake. The choir vocal obviously is a synth sound, but the bass I think is also synth bass, and it's fine, you know, for synth bass. I don't think it would hold up to your own standard, Chumpy, for a bass line. So I'm kind of surprised to hear you praise it like that. The piano sounds good to me though. And so, like, even if it's not a real piano, whatever they're using for their piano is does sound really good. I feel like the lyrics should be funnier too. I mean, like, this isn't supposed to be a serious song, I don't think. Yet there aren't any real funny parts or jokes in it, or I might just be dead on the inside, but I didn't find any of it really funny. And I thought that with the delivery and just with the way that it's presented, it should be funny. It should have some laugh parts in there. It should have some jokes, and it just really didn't have any that I could identify. But, you know, otherwise it's a good song. Yeah. I don't mind the song for what it is. It's fine. But yeah, I kind of wish that it had some laughs in there, some ha-has.
Okay, guys, there's absolutely no competition whatsoever. This is hands down the best song in this fight. Okay. And you guys are both, well, Chumpy, you liked it. Ryan, you're a piece of garbage. You're just garbage.
I'm okay with that.
So you guys know that I'm a Stan Rogers fan, right? And when we collaborate, I'm always trying to get us to do a Stan Rogers type thing.
No, but okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, maybe you don't read the emails. Who is Stan? You know who Stan Rogers is, don't you?
Do I?
Okay, sure. He's a Canadian songwriter. He does, like, whenever we talk about sea shanties, I'm like, let's do this, like, Stan Rogers thing. Okay, anyway, guys. Whatever. So there's a song by Stan Rogers called The Idiot. Most people don't know this about me, but I spend every social interaction trying to figure out if it's acceptable for me to bring up the song The Idiot by Stan Rogers. and I finally have my chance, okay? And on the surface, the Idiot by Stan Rogers is absolutely nothing like this song, but I'm going to go on like a 5-minute thing about it anyway. So, The Idiot is about a man from Eastern Canada All the factories are shutting down. There's an economic downturn and there are no jobs. So he has two options. He can stay and go on welfare. He can take the dole, the government dole, or he can move to Western Canada and he can work in the oil refineries. He decides to go to probably Alberta, to Western Canada, gets a job in the oil refinery. He hates the job. It's gross. It's dirty. He's far away from home. He doesn't like living there. He doesn't like the culture there, but he has kept his self-respect and he's not depending on a handout from anybody else. And it's very clear that the narrator of the song believes that he has made the right choice. But what's less clear is whether the song itself believes that he has made the right choice. Should he have stayed at home, sure, taken the government handout, or, you know, should he have taken this job and been able to fend for himself? And how you feel about that very much depends on, like, how you feel about the, like, quote, dignity of work. And I feel like the song is very clear that he has made a mistake in taking this crappy job for this imaginary sense of honor that he has. But other people have heard the song and come to a completely different conclusion. And if you read YouTube comments about the song, it's pretty entertaining to, like, have people arguing with each other about this. Anyway, in this song by Jim Tyrell, the question is, should we take this narrator's literary ambitions seriously or not? And it's just the only reason that I went on that huge thing about the idiot is that we don't get very many songs where it's put in the forefront, the idea that the narrator and the song itself might have different points of view. So here we have this guy with these apparently very serious literary ambitions, and he's, like, driven. He wants to create this thing, but, like, he doesn't have any idea actually what his book is about. You said there are no, like, funny lines in here, Ryan. It's something about redemption and something about a girl. It is a fantastically hilarious line, because it's like that's every, like, 20th century or 21st century quote great American novel written by a white man is like something about redemption and something about a girl, and they're all the same. And it's just, it's very sly in that we're presented with this guy who, yeah, he's just, guys, it's so good. And I went on a completely pointless thing about it, but it's really great. And I think sort of, Ryan, what you're talking about with, like, is it funny or not? I think that this song has managed to avoid just being a novelty song. It could have, like, amped up the humor and had, you know, more jokes, and it'd just be like, oh, haha, this is a funny song about a guy who can't write his book. But I think this song is really worth digging into, and I really enjoyed it. And I thought that the lyrics were really well crafted, you know, consistent meter and rhyme scheme and everything. It was great. Chumpy, you mentioned that, like, bass walk up into the chorus, right? Okay, so here's the secret to writing a song that Micah Summersmith is gonna like. You have the verse in a minor key, and then you start off the chorus in the relative major. That's all you need to do. Like, it's just so satisfying to hear that. You hear that bass just walk up, and then suddenly, boom, you're in the major key, and it's like it opens up. It's this great contrast. It's so good. And so even though the instrumentation is basically the same, it's like drums, piano, and bass, whether any of those are real instruments or not, whatever. The instrumentation is the same throughout, but it has this lift. It has this opening up in the chorus. Musically, I thought this was somewhere between They Might Be Giants and, like, maybe Ben Folds 5. And I thought that actually, like, his voice itself is, like, halfway between John Flansburgh and Ben Folds. And you can't avoid a comparison to They Might Be Giants if your song starts off, There's Only Two, which, of course, is right, also the beginning of the song Number Three by They Might Be Giants. Here's my one single solitary criticism of this song. Wow, I'm looking at the time on our Skype call, and it's like, how much time have you spent on this song? So maybe I could find a way out of this paper white cage. I wish that instead of paper white cage, he had said blank white cage. Because it plays off blank white page, which we all know as a metaphor for writer's block, and that connection is going to be obvious because you just rhymed it with page. So we have the page thing, and it's like, oh, blank white cage. So rather than explicitly having me like, it's white because it's made of paper, it's a little bit subtler, and having the one syllable versus the two syllable lets you do that blank white cage, like pound, 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 which I think would be a little bit more satisfying rhythm. And then you could convince me that the synth choir is a little bit cheesy, but I don't know. I kind of liked it. So change that one word and it's perfect. Guys, this song was so good.
I liked it a lot, too. Speaking of Jim Tyrell making me laugh, in his artist profile on Songfight, it says, Jim Tyrell writes and records songs and plays them at night in bars. He also has a day job, which both family and friends have urged him not to quit.
I'm gonna be the one right here to say, Jim Tyrell, quit your day job. Do it. All in. Go all in on this stuff, man.
And move to Western Canada while you're at it.
Yeah, the opinions expressed by some of our guests are not the opinions of, you know, do not quit. Yeah, I was I don't think anybody should quit their day job. The choir thing, it is sounding very fake, but it's kind of like, you know, if you don't think of it as so much a choir but just as a musical sound, then that's totally valid.
Okay, so Ryan has come around and he does love the song, and we're all good.
Huzzah!
Yes, after your extravaganza of projection, I'm totally fine with this song, and I'm going to vote for it multiple times. No, I mean, again, it's a fine song. I just wish it had yucks in it.